Blog Talk Radio.
Every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Each day, most people have contact with many other people. We share with them our hurts, wants, desires, hopes, issues, joys, future plans, dislikes, likes, and so much more. Yet is this the true purpose of God's design regarding contact between you and others? When we are in Christ, we must understand that our steps are ordered. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The contact that you have with various people every day of your life is no coincidence. They are designed or ordered by God. God has ordered that you come in contact with various people for his purposes. There are so many people in our daily walk of life who are waiting to hear the truth. Each day, we come into contact with people who desperately need the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is God that has sent them to you. If each Christian spoke with at least one person a day, how many people in our communities, cities, nations, and the world would know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? So many don't realize that the growth of the kingdom of God happens daily. It is when we don't stop or cease to teach and preach Jesus Christ daily that people come to Christ. Acts 5 verse 42 tells us of the daily ministry that the early church had. It says, and daily in the temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. It's everyday ministry that causes growth in the kingdom. Jesus' ministry, as well as the disciples, was one based on daily contact. Each day, whosoever they come into contact with was God ordained ministry. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, neighbors, friends, and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the world. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you and praising you for your grace and mercy. Lord, in accordance with your word, I pray that you will strengthen me to rid myself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like a newborn babe, I crave for spiritual milk, so that I may grow in salvation now that I have tasted you, Lord. Tonight I submit to Jesus Christ, who loves me and gave himself up for me, so that he might sanctify me, having cleansed me by washing of water with the word, that he might present me to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such things, that I may be holy and faultless. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to you, which cleanses my conscience from acts that lead to death, so that I may serve you, the living God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells in me, through the power of the Holy Spirit given to me. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.HouseOfChristBookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.RiversOfRevival.com. You can also visit our Bible Institute at www.HouseOfChristBibleInstitute.org. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Romans chapter 12, the King James Version. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be understanding pulling down demonic strongholds. A warning to presumptuous Christians. There are so many Christians who think more highly of themselves than their character is equal to. Romans 12 verse 3 tells us not to think higher of ourselves than we ought. It reads, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." It is imperative that you do a true self-examination before going into battle with the enemy. So many Christians see a need to overthrow the enemy and run into battle presumptuously, thinking that they have ministerial credentials, that they have been a Christian for enough time, or that they minister in their church, yet never realizing that those are not the tools that you need to be victorious over the enemy. Please do not go to war with the enemy expecting to pull down strongholds, and you are not in right standing with God. For those Christians whose pride blinds them from seeing truth about themselves, I will explain by pointing out several things so that you can give yourself an honest evaluation. If you are a person who says bad things about others, and you have not repented even once, then you do not qualify. If you complain, murmur, backbite, lust, fornicate, or commit adultery, either in your mind or physically, lie, even telling someone to say that you're not there when you are there, steal, taking anything that is not yours, including things and services on your job without permission, regularly use the Lord's name in vain by saying, "Oh my God," rebel against authority, or argumentative and strifeful, watch filth and ungodly things on television and on the internet. If you would not watch it with God physically sitting with you, then you should not watch it when He is not physically there. Or covetous, disobedient, don't tithe, watch or participate in any occult activity, including going to psychics, reading horoscopes, going to palm readers, going to tarot card readers, going to those who speak to dead family members and friends, then you are not in a position to pull down strongholds unless you repent and turn from those sins. It does not matter how long you have been a Christian or what rank or title you may have. For demonic spirits that enforce strongholds are not afraid of titles years in ministry of a cross that hangs around a person's neck. Rather, it is the righteous Christian makes them tremble. Demonic spirits are most often territorial and are assigned to specific places or to do a specific thing with the purpose or goal of fortifying their behavior and make it a stronghold. You can see a drug problem in your community, and then often because of prayer, the police arrest the people who were selling and using the drugs, causing the area to be free from the people that did these things. Yet after a while, you begin to see new people selling and using drugs on that same corner or block, and you wonder why that particular place is a hot spot for drug activity. The answer is that a spirit has claimed that place as its territory and keeps trying to establish it as a stronghold. It is the prayers of the saints that can stop this kind of thing from happening by claiming the territory that they have been given authority over in the name of the Lord and enforcing the dominion of the Lord there above the enemy. You cannot fight demons that enforce and foster strongholds with the flesh or with carnal weapons. If it is racism, then you cannot fight using 8 for 8 or violence against violence. Carnal or flesh weapons put you to work for the enemy, causing the demise of man. Your weapons must not be carnal, rather spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. You pull down strongholds by removing their rights to be there. The word pulling in the Greek is katairesis, meaning demolition, extinction, destruction. We are to demolish and destroy the enemy's rights to fortify a position or stronghold. You see, you can call the police and they can come to stop drug activity. Yet that spirit still may have a right to have a stronghold there. You must demolish or destroy the enemy's rights to have a stronghold there, which will cause them to leave. We must destroy the enemy's rights by giving them no place. Ephesians 4, verse 26 to 27 says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." The removal of sin demolishes and destroys the enemy's rights to keep a stronghold. When you are dealing with these territories and people groups who have a stronghold, especially with people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you must first stand proxy for their sins that gave the enemy a right to establish a stronghold. They, the people, even Christians, don't always realize that something may be a sin. Not only should you identify and stand proxy for the sins that are visibly manifested but also for the thoughts that cause the actions. It is the thoughts that are being entertained which establish strongholds. And so we should also repent or stand proxy, repenting for thoughts that were entertained which caused a stronghold. For example, we can bind a spirit of pharmacia, drugs of our community, never realizing that the drugs may be just be the outgrowth of a spirit of selfishness, greed, covetousness, or pride, which is the mindset or stronghold. When we walk in the spirit, we learn not to only deal with the outgrowth of something, but also the root of something. The root of many strongholds is not always the actions that we see manifested, but the mindset that were established through the entertainment of certain thoughts. Spirits that cause mindset must be dealt with before a stronghold can come down. Again, the mindset of many people that have become strongholds of the enemy cannot be overcome naturally. You can argue with the local drug dealer to stop selling drugs on your block or in your neighborhood. Rather, you must deal with the spirits that are affecting their minds. You cannot get a person who is a racist to accept you by trying to prove your worth to them. Rather, you must deal with the spirits that they have allowed to establish a mindset in them which caused the stronghold of racism. You need to employ spiritual weapons and spiritual strategies that are birthed in prayer. Often, those people group, and places who the enemy has a stronghold in and don't realize what is going on. Often, they inherited through training from parents certain mindset that's called strongholds for the enemy. The enemy can have strongholds in the mind of a Christian or non-Christian. In the 1950s and 1960s, as well as in some places today, many Christians go to church and claim Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, but still hate and are prejudiced against other races of people who are not of their race. Many of these mindsets have been learned from their forefathers. When you see this, or if you have found this to be so in your life or family, know that it is a stronghold that the enemy has established through a mindset. Beloved child of God, it takes spiritual weapons to pull down strongholds. Remember, strongholds may seem to manifest in the natural, but they yet have spiritual roots. Those spiritual roots must be dealt with to pull down the strongholds. Let us look at 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 3-5, which reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In this scripture, we see that this spiritual battle is in the mind. The enemy introduces imaginations, the sin that he desires you to entertain and ultimately act upon, to the mind of people. We must not submit our minds by entertaining the enemy's suggestion or thoughts to the enemy. Rather, we are to cast or throw down his imagination and other suggestions that go contrary to God's word. We must then take control of our thoughts and not think on the enemy's suggestions. We must submit every thought to God and line it up with his word. This will give us the ability to pull down strongholds in our own minds. As I have stated earlier in this lesson, repentance is required to remove the enemy's rights to enforce a stronghold. You may have to repent for the sins of your family, your community, your race, your nation, to remove the enemy's rights to keep a stronghold enforced. After you have repented of the sins of those who are the instruments that the enemy uses to cause a stronghold, then you must bind and cast out the spirits behind it. When it involves Christians that have mindset that foster strongholds, you must, after they have repented, or after you have repented on their behalf, then give them biblical proof of their error in thought, and then lead them to repentance, if they have not repented already. After this, further deliverance may be necessary. When we don't submit our thoughts to Jesus Christ, then the enemy will assail our minds with ungodly things. The more we entertain those thoughts, the more the enemy fortifies that place. These demonic spirits entice people to entertain various things by introducing thoughts that are contrary to God's word, knowing that each one can open the door to other spirits who now come in and fortify their position. Spirits open the door to other spirits. Matthew 12 verses 43 through 45 says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. The first spirit brings 7 other spirits with him, assailing a person's mind, and because there is no defense there, or when the thoughts, sins, they suggest or entertained, thought on and considered, they now have a right to come in, for a place was given to them. When the enemy employs this kind of strategy, and people submit them over time, they will fortify a place in a person or persons gaining a stronghold. Individually or personally, we are required to submit to the Word of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit that speak to us when we are about to embrace the influence of the enemy. Often many Christians are not willing to hear the voice of God, for they prefer not to offend those that have learned poor mindsets from rather than God. If you want to identify, stop, and remove strongholds in your own life, let the Lord God know that you are willing to change and repent of those things that He will reveal to you about you. After God reveals these things to you, stay on guard. Do not let these or other mindsets that cause strongholds to be established in you. In regards to territories and collective groups, we must realize that God stations watchmen, often prophets, intercessors, and other fivefold ministry calls on the wall, whose job is to watch and see what is coming spiritually to their assigned territory or people group. This is similar to the prophet Ezekiel's call in Ezekiel 3, verse 17, which says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me." Those of us who are called to these posts must sound the alarm and stand in our spiritual authority in our jurisdiction. Make no mistake about it, this is about spiritual authority and jurisdiction. The enemy is claiming people and territory to encourage mindsets that produce and fortify behaviors that, if not dealt with spiritually, become strongholds over time. When you have identified a stronghold, the manifestation of its actions in your authorized territory, your territory can be your family, your job, your church, your block, your community, your city, your denomination, your race or ethnicity, or your nation. You must seek the Lord to find out the root of that stronghold, such as pride, hatred, unforgiveness, greed, arrogance, selfishness, fornication, and ask God to forgive all of those in the territory for those sins. Do not forget to repent on behalf of each person who has committed those sins in your territory. After you have removed the enemy's grounds to be there, then you can now take on the spirits that have fortified that stronghold and put them out in the name of Jesus. Mark 16, verse 17 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Beloved, go and set liberty to the people, casting out devils, that influence mindset, causing strongholds, victory. As we conclude this segment of the lesson tonight, and if you desire to know more about curses or pulling down a stronghold, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Tonight, we would like to extend an invitation to those who have not known Jesus Christ and have not accepted Him as their Lord and Savior. And to those who had accepted Him and turned away from Him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling Him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin and confess Him as Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to Him by enthroning Him in the center of your heart. He allows no rival. Please join me in prayer right now. Let the words be your own. Don't just repeat the words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you'd like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Belmont, New York. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com /Reverend Davis. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And then he is come. He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. We must live by faith and not by sight. Amen. Good night, and God bless you.